This is the evening update on 88.5 KCSN. I'm Paige McIntyre with complete coverage of the day's events in the San Fernando Valley and Los Angeles County. In our report tonight, major automakers are offering attractive leasing options for electric vehicles. High-yielding checking accounts pay interest rates comparable to online savings. The dean of Cal State Northridge's College of Arts, Media, and Communication will be leaving for a new job. A poll reveals that few Americans believe the growing variety of family arrangements is bad for society. Los Angeles Airport Police will have the powers and legal protections of other law enforcement agencies. In Southern California weather, mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s to lower 60s, low clouds and fog tomorrow morning, then sunny in the afternoon, high in the 80s. Automakers are offering affordable leases for electric vehicles. Honda is dropping the monthly payment from $389 to $259. A lease on the Nissan Leaf will cost $199 a month. Factoring in a state rebate, the cost for 3 years of ownership is less than $7,000. An improved onboard charge has cut the Leaf's charging time in half to about 4 hours. LMC Automotive spokesman Mike Omotoso says EV makers are trying to boost the sluggish sales.
The federal government does have a $7,500 tax credit for buyers of EVs, and that has helped to sell electric vehicles to some consumers, but car makers have realized that that isn't quite enough, and that's why they're adding their own incentives.
Credit California's tough pollution laws for the electric vehicle price war. The State Air Resources Board has mandated that zero-emission vehicles must make up 15% of all new vehicle sales by 2025. The goal is to boost demand in the nation's largest automaker market. The Honda Fit EV turns from 0 to 60 miles per hour in a respectable 8.7 seconds, but the bulk of the power is concentrated in the 0 to 30 miles per hour range. Banks are beginning to offer high-yielding checking accounts to their customers. Also known as rewards checking, this pays interest rates to customers who meet and sustain requirements set by the bank. Senior financial analyst from Bankrate.com, Greg McBride, says exactly what those requirements are.
Account holders that meet the monthly requirements, typically 10 debit card transactions, getting your statements online and having at least one direct deposit into the account, can earn yields that exceed what you're going to earn in other bank deposit products.
Bankrate's 2013 high yield checking survey found interest rates were heading downward, followed by deposit rates. McBride says the country might be near the bottom, but it will not continue to fall because the Federal Reserve won't let it. The Reserve is doing everything it can to form a low-interest rate environment. AI Group senior analyst Ron Shelvin says the bank's theory is to bring in more clients who might potentially become lending customers. McBride says ultimately the consumer has to do the research and decide what bank suits their needs. The nation's consumer financial watchdog is preparing restrictions on prepaid debit cards. KCSN's Amber Canyon reports the largely unregulated product is flourishing amid concerns about high fees and poor disclosures.
Until now, prepaid cards have escaped the regulations passed after the financial crisis. New oversight would coincide with a boom in the use of the product. In 2009, borrowers had roughly $29 billion worth of prepaid cards. By 2013, the volume of money on prepaid cards is expected to swell to $90 billion. A study by the nonprofit research group Pew indicated that many customers are unaware their prepaid cards are not necessarily protected by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Unlike conventional credit cards, the prepaid cards have not been required to offer the same consumer protections, such as clear disclosure of fees and caps on losses if stolen. Reloadable prepaid cards were pioneered by alternative financial services companies, such as Green Dot Corporation in Monrovia. But now some banks have started offering similar products. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau Director Richard Cordray says people deserve products which are safe and whose costs and risks are clear up front. Right now, many of the prepaid cards are sold at supermarket checkout counters or other retail locations. But the disclosures are inside the packaging and can be read only after the card is purchased. Many card issuers voluntarily offer some protections, such as limiting a consumer's liability if the card is used without authorization. Amber Canyon, KCSN News.
The number of Americans signing contracts to buy homes has reached its highest level in the past 3 years. Signed contracts have jumped more than 10% in the past year. Home sales and prices are recovering due to steady job gains and low mortgage rates. National Association of Realtors spokesman Walter Maloney says there is a very favorable outlook.
Home sales this year are expected to rise just over 7%. We should be seeing 5 million existing sales this year. National median price should increase about 8% and will exceed $190,000 for all of 2013.
The supply of houses on the market still remains low, which could halt sales from accelerating later this year. The National Association of Realtors say the number of available homes for sale rose in April but is still down 14%. The small supply of homes also has increased the home prices. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index says prices rose 11% over the past year. Homeowners are now being faced with higher mortgage rates, which means they will owe more than their houses are actually worth. Cal State Northridge's Dean for the Mike Kerbs College of Arts, Media, and Communication, Robert Bucher, has announced his resignation. Bucher will now become the Dean for the College of the Arts at Portland State University. He has had a successful 6-year run at CSUN, which includes being the main contributor to the construction of the Valley Performing Arts Center. Bucher says he feels there are a lot of good things that happened while he was at CSUN.
We've made real progress here. The college is in great financial condition. Even in the economic climate, the college is extremely healthy. We have robust enrollment. We have beautiful students who work really hard, who are getting out and working in the profession. I feel very, very good about the work that's happened here during the last 6 years.
Bucher says he is thankful for the staff he was surrounded by and thanks them for all their support through this journey.
Main priorities here were basically to build faculty. We've been very fortunate during this time, even though it's been a difficult time financially in the state of California. We've been able to hire a number of really, really outstanding new young faculty to the campus. And I think every dean, when they leave a position, their legacy is really the outstanding new faculty that they've been able to hire during their tenure. And I'm extremely proud of the new faculty that we've hired during these 6 years.
The dean says he will always follow Cal State Northridge with great interest going into the future. Bucher will finish his tenure at the end of August. A new program has been developed which is designed to improve success for Latinos in higher education. It is a collaboration among Long Beach City College, Cal State Long Beach, and the Long Beach Unified School District. The Latino Student Success Institute is searching for community organizations interested in participating to help improve graduation rates for Latinos. Participants will receive a certificate in Latino cultural competency from Long Beach City College's Center for Training and Professional Development. The program includes special webinars and academic resources. Currently, the college transfer rate for Latino students is about half that of white students. A report says Latino students remain critically underrepresented in the state's 4-year universities. The study found that just 2 out of 10 Latino students in community colleges complete an associate degree or transfer after 6 years. An Associated Press WeTV poll finds more women are choosing to parent on their own. The poll involved online interviews with 1,277 people ages 18 to 49. 298 were women who have children or were currently pregnant and have never been married. 44-year-old Christy Everson says she made the decision to have a child without a partner and is considering having a second child. Everson sees parenting as a baby as a temporary career setback. Associated Press polling director Jennifer Augusta says people want children for many reasons.
A lot of the people who say they want children do so because they want the sort of emotional benefits that having children can bring to your life, the sort of love and companionship, or they want to carry on family traditions or expand their own family, bring a piece of themselves into the world.
A U.S. Census Bureau reported 4.1 million women give birth in 2011, with 36% being unmarried. The poll results show single parenthood's preferred by women more than men. 42% of unmarried women say they would consider single parenthood, while only 24% of men would consider this as an option. Matthew Dean, a father of three in San Antonio, Texas, says he was glad that his wife is able to stay home with their kids. He says he understands that many different arrangements work, including single-parent families. Hospice programs are now serving more than 1 million Medicare patients a year. KCSN's Andrea Anderson says this has prompted concerns about excessive costs and misuse.
Over the 28 years that Medicare has reimbursed providers for hospice services, it has been praised for giving critical medical and emotional support to dying patients and their families. When properly used at the very end of life, hospice care has also saved the government money. Providing patients with palliative care in their own homes or in a hospice facility is far less expensive than continuing to order up futile medical treatments. Advocates say more patients should be receiving hospice services earlier in the course of their illnesses. The median time spent in hospice care now is just 17 days. Medicare's bill for hospice care rose to more than $12 billion in 2009. Although the benefit is intended for patients who have no more than 6 months to live, 19% now receive hospice services for longer. An independent congressional oversight panel expressed the view that this payment method encourages for-profit hospices to seek out patients likely to live longer. In response, Medicare has adopted a restriction. It won't pay for hospice care beyond 6 months unless a physician or nurse practitioner visits the patient and confirms that his or her condition is still terminal. The Inspector General of the Department of Health and Human Services is now investigating unusual patterns of hospice stays. Government officials are not inclined to ignore the possibility that hospice care is being abused. In cases of violations, several companies have settled the cases out of court and did not admit wrongdoing. Andrea Anderson, KCSN News.
The State Assembly has passed a bill placing airport police on the same legal ground as state officers. If the bill is passed by the state Senate, it would allow airport police to cite minor offenses. It would include offenses like underage drinking, removing unsafe vehicles, and seizing firearms in a domestic dispute. Airport Police Officer Association Representative Marshall McClain says legislation is needed because airport officers have taken on more responsibility.
We're a proprietary agency, so no state, local, county, or city taxes pay for anything as far as airport police. So this is not fiscal. It's not a fiscal issue. It doesn't impact any of the voters. Our salaries are actually paid from landing fees and other airport-related costs. So it's not as something that's going to, you know, require trash fees or something to go up to pay for this or anything like that. There's no cost at all.
The bill will now move to the State Senate Safety Committee. A vote is expected to occur this month. A Ventura County grand jury has released a report saying remedial classes waste taxpayers' dollars. It concluded that there are duplicate opportunities for students to master basic math and English classes. Community college students lacking the skills must take remedial courses that provide no credit toward a transfer or degree. The grand jury said its goal was to evaluate the methods used for teaching basic skills in high school. The nation's community colleges spend about $3.7 billion in taxpayer money each year to teach students basic math and English. In Southern California weather, mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s to lower 60s. Low clouds and fog tomorrow morning, then sunny in the afternoon, highs in the 80s. I'm Paige McIntyre, KCSN News. Listen each weeknight at 5 p.m. for the KCSN Evening Update from the award-winning Cal State Northridge Journalism Department.